Welcome to Rebuilding Lives podcast, stories of growth and redemption, where we explore inspiring stories of transformation, resilience, and personal growth. Together, we uncover powerful insights and resources to help individuals rebuild their lives and achieve their fullest potential. Whether you're on a personal recovery journey or looking to support others in theirs, this is the place for honest conversations, valuable lessons, and motivational stories that empower and inspire. Thank you for joining us today for episode 23. The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. When we talk about recovery, it's often painted as a personal battle, an individual's fight to rediscover themselves. But in reality, recovery isn't solitary. It thrives in community, in structure, and in environments that inspire growth. This is where sober living homes step into the story. Sober living homes are more than just places for individuals transitioning out of addiction treatment or prison. They're sanctuaries of hope and stability. They provide a foundation for rebuilding lives that were once fractured, offering a crucial stepping stone between the structure of a treatment facility and the independence of the outside world. What are sober living homes? At their core, sober living homes are shared living spaces where individuals who share the common goal of maintaining sobriety come together. These homes are designed to provide a safe, alcohol and drug-free environment where residents can focus on sustaining their recovery and reintegrating into society. Unlike inpatient rehab facilities, sober living homes don't offer intensive treatment programs. Instead, they are a bridge to normalcy, offering a supportive, structured environment that encourages residents to develop the habits and routines essential for long-term recovery. Residents in sober living homes often follow specific guidelines and house rules to maintain harmony and accountability within the community. These rules may include regular drug and alcohol testing, attending house meetings, maintaining cleanliness, and contributing to household responsibilities. By fostering structure, these homes help individuals rebuild their sense of responsibility and discipline, key components of a successful transition back to independent living. This shared accountability also strengthens bonds among residents, creating a sense of camaraderie and mutual encouragement. Furthermore, sober living homes often emphasize the importance of community support and peer connections. Many residents participate in group activities, engage in discussions about shared challenges, and offer encouragement as they strive toward their recovery goals. These supportive relationships not only alleviate feelings of isolation, but also serve as a foundation for lasting personal growth. By surrounding themselves with like-minded individuals committed to overcoming addiction, residents gain inspiration and valuable insights that propel them towards sustained sobriety and a healthier, more fulfilling life. How sober living homes make a difference. 1. Structure breeds stability. One of the most valuable aspects of sober living homes is the structure they provide, which creates a foundation for stability. With clear house rules, curfews, regular drug tests, and mandatory participation in house meetings or chores, residents are given the tools they need to rebuild their lives. These guidelines teach accountability and responsibility, helping individuals establish routines and stay focused on their recovery goals. The structure offers individuals a sense of predictability in what can often feel like an overwhelming time, fostering discipline and order as they transition to a healthier lifestyle. 2. A sense of community. Living among peers who truly understand the struggles of addiction creates a unique and powerful sense of community. Sober living homes provide an environment where residents can connect with others who have faced similar challenges, offering emotional support that is both empathetic and empowering. These shared experiences help create bonds that go far beyond casual friendships, becoming a crucial source of encouragement and strength. Residents often find that conversations with their housemates become lifelines, offering advice, shared wisdom, and reminders that they are never alone on their journey. This sense of camaraderie can be a critical factor in maintaining motivation and preventing relapse. 3. Independence with a safety net. While sober living homes encourage residents to regain their independence, they also provide a built-in safety net for those taking their first steps toward self-sufficiency. Residents are expected to take on responsibilities such as working, attending school, or actively pursuing employment, ensuring they are building important life skills while maintaining a focus on recovery. This balance between autonomy and support allows individuals to ease into independence without feeling overwhelmed by the pressures of managing everything on their own. It's an environment where they can learn to stand on their own two feet, knowing that help and guidance are always available if needed. 4. A focus on long-term sobriety. Unlike short-term treatment programs that often end abruptly, sober living homes are designed with long-term success in mind. They emphasize creating new habits, achieving small but meaningful milestones, and building a strong foundation for lasting sobriety. The additional time spent in a supportive and structured environment helps residents develop the resilience and coping skills needed to navigate the challenges of everyday life. This long-term focus significantly reduces the likelihood of relapse, offering individuals the time and space to solidify their recovery. By fostering a consistent and growth-oriented mindset, sober living homes empower residents to approach their future with confidence and hope. Overcoming misconceptions about sober living. Sober living homes are often misunderstood, and these misconceptions can prevent people from fully grasping the true purpose and benefits of these environments. One common misunderstanding is that sober living homes are just another type of rehab. While both rehab and sober living aim to support individuals struggling with addiction, they are fundamentally different. Rehab programs are intensive, short-term, and therapeutic, with a clinical focus on addressing the immediate problem of addiction. Sessions in rehab often involve detox, therapy, and strategies for managing triggers in a controlled environment. Sober living, on the other hand, is a transitional phase that occurs after treatment, where individuals have the opportunity to apply the principles and skills they learned during rehab to real-life situations. These homes provide a supportive, semi-structured environment that helps bridge the gap between surviving and thriving in the recovery journey. It's about taking those first steps toward long-term independence while staying grounded in recovery. Another misconception is that sober living homes are overly restrictive or punitive, as though residents are constantly monitored or controlled. The reality couldn't be further from the truth. These homes are designed to empower individuals, not to limit them. While they do provide structure and accountability, such as curfews, regular drug tests, and house rules, these frameworks are there to create stability, not to punish. Residents are given the freedom to rediscover their voice, make their own decisions, and reclaim control over their lives in a safe and supportive environment. This balance between structure and freedom helps residents build confidence and independence while maintaining their recovery. Sober living homes also foster a sense of community, which is a critical component of recovery. Living alongside others who are on a similar path creates opportunities for mutual support, encouragement, and accountability. These homes often host group meetings, shared activities, and opportunities for residents to connect with one another, reducing feelings of isolation that can sometimes accompany the recovery process. At the same time, residents learn to develop healthy habits, such as maintaining a routine, managing responsibilities, and setting personal goals, all of which are essential for independent living. In short, sober living is about more than just staying sober. It's about building a strong foundation for lasting recovery, fostering personal growth, and developing the resilience necessary to thrive. By addressing these misconceptions, we can better understand the critical role sober living homes play in helping individuals rebuild their lives and achieve long-term success in recovery. Choosing the right sober living home. Not all sober living homes are created equal, and finding the right one is a crucial step towards sustained recovery. When searching for a reputable home, take the following factors into account: certifications and licensing. Look for homes accredited by organizations such as the National Alliance for Recovery Residences, NARR, or similar regulatory bodies. Accreditation ensures the home follows established standards for safety, ethics, and quality care for residents. Structure and rules. A well-run home will have clear policies that promote safety, accountability, and a supportive environment. Rules around curfews, chores, and substance use should be strictly enforced to protect the community and help residents stay focused on their recovery journey. Community and environment. Visit the home if possible to get a sense of the atmosphere. Does it feel welcoming and inclusive? Are the residents engaged, and do they appear to support each other? A sense of community is a key factor in maintaining motivation and avoiding isolation. Location and accessibility. Consider the home's proximity to work, school, family, or recovery meetings. A conveniently located sober living home can reduce stress and ensure easy access to essential resources and support networks. Programs and support. Some sober living homes offer additional recovery programs, such as group therapy, life skills training, or vocational support. Evaluate whether these services align with your goals and needs. A good sober living home doesn't just provide shelter. It offers structure, support, and a solid foundation for personal growth, helping residents rebuild their lives with confidence and stability. Take your time to research and choose wisely. It's an investment in your future success. The financial side of sober living. One common concern about sober living homes is cost, which can feel overwhelming for those in recovery, especially when finances are already stretched thin due to medical bills or lost income during addiction. Fortunately, many sober living homes strive to make their services more accessible by offering sliding scale fees, which allow residents to pay based on their financial situation. This flexibility ensures individuals aren't turned away simply because they can't afford the standard rates. Additionally, a growing number of sober living homes accept insurance, which can significantly ease the financial burden for individuals and families. Insurance coverage may help offset costs for room and board or additional recovery services provided by the home. It's important to review your policy or consult with the facility to understand what costs may be covered under your plan. Some communities take accessibility a step further by offering grants, scholarships, or nonprofit funding to help cover costs. This can be especially critical for individuals with low income or no family support, ensuring that sober living remains an option for anyone motivated to recover. Local governments, charities, and recovery-focused organizations often partner with these homes to provide financial assistance directly to residents in need. For families and individuals navigating the financial side of recovery, exploring these options can make a world of difference. It offers people in recovery the stability, structure, and support they need to continue their journey without the added stress of financial insecurity. When considering a sober living facility, it's always worth researching available local resources, asking about payment plans, and inquiring about financial assistance programs. Taking these extra steps can open doors to affordable, life-changing opportunities. Practical steps to understand sober living homes and find the right one. Research what sober living homes are. Start by understanding the purpose and structure of sober living homes. These facilities provide a supportive, substance-free environment to help individuals transition back into daily life. Look for credible online articles, guides, and testimonials to familiarize yourself with their benefits and how they operate. List your priorities and needs. Consider what matters most during your recovery process. Think about factors like location, cost, rules, programs, and the level of support offered. Identify whether you need additional amenities, such as mental health counseling or job placement assistance. Check out local resources. Reach out to local recovery centers, support groups, or nonprofits for recommendations on reputable sober living homes. Contact state or municipal resources that provide directories or guidance on facilities in your area. Explore payment options. Ask potential facilities about payment plans, sliding scale fees, or scholarships they may offer. Research whether your insurance plan includes support for sober living. Visit and evaluate facilities. If possible, schedule visits to facilities you are considering to get a firsthand look at the living environment. Ask questions about the community atmosphere, house rules, and available resources to ensure it aligns with your goals. Read reviews and testimonials. Look for feedback online or speak to former residents to gather insight into their experiences. Positive testimonials can provide reassurance about the facility's approach to recovery support. Consult with a mentor or counselor. Discuss your options with a trusted mentor, counselor, or sponsor who understands your recovery needs. They can offer valuable advice and may know of additional resources. Create a decision checklist. Write down the key factors from your research and assessment process to compare facilities effectively. This can include costs, programs, living conditions, and overall impressions from visits or conversations. By following these steps, you'll have a clearer understanding of what sober living homes offer and how to find one that best supports your recovery and personal goals. If you or someone you know is navigating the path to recovery, consider exploring the option of sober living homes. They are not just places to live, but environments that nurture transformation. Share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Subscribe to our podcast for more stories and insights on rebuilding lives after addiction or adversity. Leave a review to help us reach even more listeners in need of guidance. Need personalized advice? Contact us directly for resources and support in finding the right sober living home. Together, we can rebuild lives, foster growth, and celebrate redemption. Rebuilding Lives. Podcast is here to remind you that no one's story ends in struggle. There is always a way forward. Always.